Tens of thousands of protesters have rallied in Bahrain against the government's planned integration deal with Saudi Arabia. Early on Friday, thousands also took to the streets in Iran, calling the Gulf project a U.S. plot to reshape the region. And for more on this, we're now joined live by Saraya Sepahpour Ulrich, independent researcher and writer. Saraya, it's nice to see you. So, an Iranian foreign ministry spokesman said the proposed union or annexation of Bahrain to Saudi Arabia would lead to the disappearance of the Gulf archipelago. Why would the U.S. want to achieve that?
The United States has typically used Saudi Arabia similar to the Roman Empire used gladiators. The Saudis have always funded the wars against other nations that the United States has been interested in. Saudis have always been happy to supply them with terrorists, underwear bombers, you name it, or oil supplies for their wars or fund it. And what I think America is hoping to achieve is for the most fundamental, the most radical elements of Islam to be left once the more moderate regimes have been disbanded. And then this would give America and its partner Israel an excuse to wage war against those very fundamental regimes. And it's in fact something that was revealed, not to this extent, but it was revealed that the military, U.S. military, was teaching its political, its officers to wage a total war against Islam. And Saudi Arabia was particularly the target. And they even talked about starving the Saudis, bombing the holy cities, they're using nuclear weapons. So it's quite mind-boggling that Saudi Arabia is thinking that by catering to the empire, to the United States and Israel, it can accomplish or it can save its own ends. And it's just, I don't know, if they don't wake up to this, what's been revealed about the U.S. military, when will they wake up?
Saraya, why is Tehran so concerned about the proposed union? After all, Bahrain has been one of America's closest allies in the region for a long time anyway.
Well, Bahrain has, but the monarchy, the leading elite, the political elite, certainly not the people. The Bahrainian people and the Iranian people have an affinity that dates back not just historically, but there's a large population of Iranians living in Bahrain, and even those that are not Iranian nationals are of Iranian descent. And whatever happens to Bahrain with regards to Saudi Arabia, even in the 90s when Bahrain was demonstrating to get more reform and democracy and human rights, they're not willing to stand by and have Saudi Arabia occupy them. And Saudi Arabia has been doing this. In fact, in 2009, the Bahrain Center for Human Rights protested the very fact that the political elite in Bahrain were allowing the naturalization of Sunnis from Saudi Arabia, Yemen, other places to marginalize the residents of Bahrain, the Shiite residents in particular, and basically dilute them, the term that they used in their protest. So this kind of occupation, they call it union, but it's really an occupation, is very similar to what happened in Palestine, the land of Palestinians, but using different tactics. So it's of course Iran is concerned when a neighbor that has so many links with the country, it's being occupied, it's being pushed out, and it's being absorbed and eliminated in reality. So that's, I think that's where their concern is. And of course they know that the Fifth Fleet there also plays a big role in perhaps waging an uncanny war against Iran.
Right.
In the
years. Yeah, and also, Saraya, the U.S. has always claimed to advocate democracy, but Saudi Arabia can hardly be called democratic. How strong is the proposed union likely to be?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Yeah, sure. I'll start from the very beginning. The U.S. has always claimed to advocate democracy, but we can hardly call Saudi Arabia a democratic country. So how strong is the proposed union likely to be?
Well, between Bahrain and Saudi Arabia, I don't see it happening without there being a major conflict in the region. And even the proposed with the other Gulf regions, even the United Arab Emirates, is very afraid that this would empower Saudi Arabia too much. I don't think Saudi Arabia is liked very much, perhaps because it does do the work of the United States and it's has relations with Israel for the time being. It's feared. But I don't think any of the Persian Gulf states, and certainly not Bahrain, would the people I'm talking about would like to have the kind of rule that there exists in Saudi Arabia, which is mind-boggling. In Bahrain right now, women can vote. In Saudi Arabia, a woman can't even leave her house without a male accompanying her. It's just not going to happen, and I think they need to rethink their plans and sit and be a bit more sober about the whole thing.
Soraya Sepahpour-Ulrich, independent researcher and writer, thank you very much indeed for sharing your views with us.
My pleasure.